Blog Talk Radio.
Your attention, please. Pay attention, please. Be a witness. We got heroes and heroes risking their lives, bringing truth to the light. They're bringing truth to the light. Your attention, please. Pay attention, please.
I could write a legend to the ledger, and y'all would understand the rules.
Peace and blessings, and welcome to Flavor News Radio. I am excited tonight. I have some new young talents to bring your way, introduce. You know, you and I get to know them together this evening, hear their story, what their take is on Pacific Northwest hip-hop to this amazing, amazing event that's taking place. Happens to be on my birthday at the University of Washington at the Ethnic Cultural Theater called Dope Emporium. I had the pleasure of being a part of and a sponsor of Dope Emporium 2010 at Washington Hall. It was an amazing experience for me. It's taken a little bit of a twist this year. The university is getting involved, and I didn't even know that they taught classes at the university on hip-hop. So I'm really excited to hear the Bruise story, and, you know, maybe we can even get Third to talk a little bit about, you know, what's taking place this weekend. But you know what? Before I actually bring them in, I'm going to play a track by them. This one's called Lunch Break, again by The Brew.
Real better recognize. I used to be like, fuck the beef. Partying bullshit's what I'm about. Drinking Henny till I African-American out. But now I see the light. At first it wasn't right. In church with a club stamp on my arm from last night. Some considered me a heathen. I carried my own cross. Trust God when I'm lost or behind the wheel tossed to save me from evil thoughts. Haters planning to act out, calling my flow decent for no reason. Like an empty jar of peppermint. This style's out of season. Fuck it though, I get it in to the end. Keep in mind my single mother who wanted me to win. In life she knows I sin. Her advice, scratch my thoughts like lice and avoid an early coffin. She claimed Jesus played for the team like Boston. This lady, I can't forsake her. Sweet love, Anita Baker. My plan is to take her to France, maybe Jamaica, before she meets her maker.
I need to eat, but I cannot sleep. And I wanna rest, but desire's too deep. Oh, I need to eat,
getting real when your stomach is empty. Yes, J to the simply. Coming with it when I'm in it, even if it's been a minute since I ate. Money pays the bills and money pays the rent. So money for the food is looking like it's been spent. Damn, it's like May, but I'm giving up meals like I'm still doing Lent.
I be steady on the grind,
but it's cool, baby. Yeah, you know that I'm a G, I'm making moves, baby. You can see me in the streets just walking around, getting love from the people, I'm the talk of the town. Cause every time I'm performing, yeah, you know it goes down. Like panties on the prom night. Don't that sound bomb right? That's word to Hiroshima, Mama Sita. Demeanor is a man on the come up. See ya.
Peace.
People telling me that I am winning. I'ma tell them that's just the beginning. Oh.
This morning, yesterday's gone, but for some reason I keep hearing the same song over and over. He shot, he dead, no explanations or stories, what police said, huh? That's how you really feel, ain't it? You just looking at the picture when we the ones that painted through struggles and shit you ain't been through, but you real quick to say I feel you too. You ain't helping me in any situation. I got here by mom's hard work and dedication. So tell me, who are you to see? Keep your opinions to yourself and far away from me. It's my life, could care less what you thought. See, I've never been in trouble, now I never got caught. You see, I've been my own person, college educated, and yes, I'm still working.
I need to eat, but I cannot sleep, and I want to rest, but desire's too deep. Oh, oh, putting obstacles up in my way, trying to tell me I don't have a say. Oh.
played the beat, said, yo, just peep this. Reminiscing, skipping lunch break in the recess. Jesus, Mother Mary, Joseph, and the preachers never could convince me that the schools could ever reach us. Now I'm feeling older with the world upon my shoulders, and it's feeling like a boulder, cause I'm bolder than a soldier with a pistol in my holster. Hold my heart ain't getting colder. Feeling like my life is just a number in a folder. Social security don't seem secure to me. People feeling desperate nowadays, they're stealing jewelry. But me, I'm dropping jewels in the schools where you go find them. Educate the youth with the truth that we be rhyming. Say it like Simon and Garfunkel to graduate. Abundance is natural, we living up on the lavish state. I'm giving a magic trick without the hocus pocus, keeping it all on focus as I'm spitting and on the dopest. It's the poet.
People telling me that I am winning, I'ma tell them that's just the beginning. Oh, oh, overcome everything they throw at me. I'll take you to the top every time you'll see. Oh.
That was Lunch Break by The Brew, who are my featured guests tonight here on Flava News Radio. They're going to be talking about, you know, who they are, their style, how they got into hip-hop, to Pacific Northwest hip-hop, to Dope Emporium 2012. I call it a hip-hop festival. It's an amazing experience. And I know this year it's taken a new twist because they've joined forces with the University of Washington. So I want to welcome you, The Brew, to Flava News Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Hey. All right. So why don't you introduce yourself?
My name is Emilio Garza. I'm an MC from Tacoma, Washington. And, you know, I linked up with The Brew, you know, through the CHID class and everything. And, it's just been dope making music with, you know, people from a lot of different backgrounds.
Okay.
Yeah, my name is Kalab Adana. Originally, I'm from East Africa, Ethiopia, but I came here when I was about 5-6 years old. And like Emilio said, this has just been a blessing because since we started this class, I feel like everything has just been getting progressively better. And so as soon as we started, you know, that's all we've been on. That's what we've been focusing on.
Okay.
Chris Robinson, Area C. Rob, Yonkers Brett from New York. Know what it is. Hip hop is life. When I heard it was a hip hop class, I ran for it. And it was this is basically the finished product, and the best part about it is that it's not even finished yet.
Okay. And is there supposed to be one more, or is that just third?
This is third.
Okay. All right. So third. So tell us. You know what, Third, why don't we just start with you. Tell us about, you know, The Brew, about the program at the University of Washington around hip-hop and how these amazing talents have come together.
From what a lot of people were saying, that The Brew came out from the, you know, from this class that, you know, Jamil and I created, using hip-hop to bridge, like, social science theories like, you know, patriarchy, white supremacy, homophobia, poverty, and all of that, and trying to bridge it so other people can, or students would be able to hopefully, like, relate to the theories that we've been talking about, and just using hip-hop to bridge it. And, yeah, I mean, it just, you know, I think there was a lot of chemistry involved, and it just, next thing you know, there was this group, you know.
It just kind of naturally came together based off of the vibe that that took place within the class, the classroom setting?
Yeah, and outside the classroom setting.
Okay. So in the classroom, is it... kind of give us, if you could, just kind of run down what it kind of really looked like and feels like. I mean, are there, you know, I'm kind of, you know, I don't want to sound like kind of silly and stupid here or whatever, but it's like, can I picture like microphones and turntables or, you know, what does it kind of look like to, was it, do you talk about, you know, lyrical content and how to write and, you know, the cadence to it, or, I mean, what does that feel like?
I could say, to answer your question, I could say one point in time in class, we actually had a really, really heated discussion about our lyrical content.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? We were trying to reach the college crowd, which you already know what the college crowd does on a regular basis. We were not only trying to include that in our lyrics, but we were also trying to be conscious and be political at the same time.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So we can have people who's going through certain things relate to our music, and at the same time we can relate to a certain crowd that we're trying to get at to, which was another one of our songs, Bro, self-titled song to Bro. But as far as turntables and stuff like that in the classroom, it really wasn't like that. It was really a classroom setting, but it was, it wasn't lecture at all.
Yeah, it was more like a Socratic seminar.
It was discussion. People explaining how they feel about certain things. When we would set up things, we would talk about how we were going to get them done. It was really just discussion for 2 hours and us listening to music while we were doing it.
Okay, so then when you were listening to music, was it like listening to beats and just kind of, you know, feeling the vibe and coming up with lyrics? Was it actually listening to artists that, you know, are familiar or underground, or what did that look like?
Yeah, we did a lot of that for the first couple of weeks of the class, that lyrics analysis. For example, if we're going to be talking about the emergence of hip-hop,
mm-hmm.
Hip-hop, you know, I would use, you know, the first verse of Juicy's, you know, Biggie Smalls' Juicy, to relate, you know, in his lyrics, what was going on in his lyrics that relate to the history of hip-hop.
Okay.
Because, you know, the first verse, you know, he was kind of naming all these, you know, these pioneers, and we take that out and we talk about it. I mean, that's one of the tools that we use in class.
Okay.
As far as, like, listening to songs, I mean, we listen to a lot of songs not only, you know, we're trying to, you know, either gain inspiration or trying to see where the song is coming from, to just really helping, you know, the students be more creative.
Okay. So I bet it would be interesting to hear, you know, did the students agree on the interpretations of what they heard, or was there kind of like all over the board? Because I know, like, when I have conversations with other artists, and one of the things that we talk about a lot here on Flava News Radio, a lot of it's in the personal experience, and it's really interesting how I might interpret something and what I, you know, zero in on, you know, in a piece, or what, you know, maybe something that's very, very different than, like, Stephen Jerome Ferguson, who's a jazz artist in Kansas City, who's actually listening to the show right now, would interpret out of the piece. So did you guys agree upon what the interpretation, or was it kind of all over?
It was really, really all over the place. And to tell you the truth, I think that's what brought us close together. Made our music better at the end point.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
No, the whole process was just, like, really organic. A lot of the times, most of our creative time was spent at one of the engineers. He was in the class. We would record at his apartment, and we would just put on the beat and write to it. And, you know, sometimes we get a song done in like half an hour. Other times.
Okay.
Be there the entire night, and we wouldn't get anything done, because we'd be like, I don't know, what are you feeling on this one? I don't know. What are you feeling?
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Or that, and somebody would write something that nobody likes. to tell you the truth.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I'm being real right now. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying? And
yeah.
Not only that helped me a couple times because I would look back at it, I'd be like, yeah, you're right, this is whack. And I would write something,
okay.
write something that has way more substance.
Okay.
It was a nice dynamic where we would really just, you know, each person would challenge each of the other members by trying to write their best that they could. And when they would hear it, a lot of people would just go back to their stuff and just be like, nah, this isn't good enough.
Exactly.
Yet. So
okay.
it really upped the quality of the album, I'd say.
Yeah, and yeah, like for everybody's been saying that, you know, the discussion is all over the place. And since this is like an academic kind of class, at the end of the day, so there's also like some kind of criteria that folks, you know, kind of want to, you know, it's kind of like not criteria as a guide. So whatever decisions that they're going to be, you know, be able to make, and if it's, you know, to a point that there's still no kind of resolution, at least, you know, the criteria is like almost like a default, like, okay, this is what needs to happen.
Okay.
At the end of the day is, because it's in an academic setting, it's UW, and UW has a standard. It's something that, you know, that, you know, I guess you have to abide by just to have these type of things.
Right.
So, just coming out of UW, it's just like the name, just the quality of the institution is a lot to live up to. So, you know, we made sure that we didn't want to represent our school in a bad way.
Sure, sure. And I appreciate that.
You know,
it sounds like... I'm sorry, go ahead, honey.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, it sounds like, you know, in being in this, I think it would be amazing to be a witness to this, but it sounds like, you know, despite, you know... maybe not agreeing on lyrical content or the flow or, you know, how it vibes with the beat, whatever. There was a mutual respect in that you guys were able to come together and really listen to each other. I know that I believe Chris said that there were like some kind of heated discussions that took place at times or whatever, but it sounds like in the end there was such a respect that you guys could listen to each other and could honestly critique what was going on.
Well, definitely.
And I think, you know, like, you know, these heated discussions is very necessary because a lot of people would see that as, you know, it might be a little bit of, you know, some kind of confrontational type of situation. But if you put that in an academic context, that these type of discussion really kind of powers your brain to think more critically on what... on the type of thing that's going to be discussed. So,
right, okay.
In a way, you know, having these type of, these debates is good for, you know, for the academic rigor and for, you know, to enhance students, you know, critical thinking skills.
Sure.
Which in turn is lyrical content.
Exactly.
Sure. So, so let me ask you this third. How do you even grade a class like this?
See, this is the thing about, you know, like the challenges of like trying to balance, you know, hip hop and the academic is, if you really look at it, academia and hip hop is like in the polar opposite.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the point that at one point in time that academia don't even want to recognize hip hop. Now that hip hop
sure.
is academia, so it's kind of, you know, really still trying to find that balance.
Okay.
The way it's graded is like, you know, it have to be some kind of UW standards where, you know, you have like percentages. Like, so if there's like 100%, you have to break it down to like different percentages. Like, I would put like 10% for the blogs, you know, for the academic component of the class. You know, have these blogs, and then the 40%, which is the project, which is like the you know. The majority of the students' grade, which is producing an album and music videos that would, you know, that relates to the thing that we've been talking about throughout the 10 weeks of that quarter. And then there's like a two-person event where, you know, folks would be, you know, have the opportunity to go to these concerts and these conferences and workshops to see, you know, what's been going on as far as, like, you know, what's hip hop up to.
Okay.
And then these different types of components, and then within that there's also like a rubric. So it really gets like complicated, you know, you're just trying to break it down to the nth degree, and there's really like a method to madness. I mean, I can send you the syllabus.
I would actually love to see it, because this is so interesting to me, and I think it's a great thing.
So and that's probably like my least favorite part.
Sure.
I have to do
right.
It.
No, yeah, no, and I can understand and appreciate that, you know, because I would imagine clearly this has got to be your passion, Third, for you even to teach a class like this, and then to then understand that, you know, it's really difficult to critique, you know, individuals' creativity and understanding of something. I think because that's kind of like, you know, it can be all over the place in a sense, too. But I can appreciate the fact that there are certain guidelines and certain projects that need to take place within, you know, the quarter or whatever to, you know, base a grade off of, you know. But I think that, you know, it is a culture. You know, there's so much more to hip-hop than a lot of people understand. And, you know, as talking about ethnic culture or whatever, there is a culture and there is a standards and there is a history behind, you know, hip hop that I don't know whether you know how far you go back and what, you know, how you, I don't know if you grade off of all the elements of hip hop and the understanding and appreciation, you know, of it, but I think it's very interesting, and I'm actually excited to know that this is taking place. And like, you know, you gentlemen said, you know, here at the University of Washington, you know, which is a prestigious university and recognized, you know, definitely nationally and internationally. So, you know, I'm a talker, and I know there's all kinds of questions that I want to ask you gentlemen, but why don't each of you, you know, just kind of, tell me, you know, what are all three of you MCs?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Yeah, well,
okay, so coming into the university and taking you know, taking this course or class, whatever you want to call it, were you already involved in the hip hop scene prior to taking the class?
For me personally, yeah, I was involved with the Hip Hop Student Association at UW, and you know, I released my own mixtape, my own solo mixtape before, and I was in a band previously.
Okay.
So, you know, I made my way around the community, and when I heard that it was going to be in the classroom setting, you know, I thought, you know, why not, you know, jump into the class and see what I can contribute, and just try and fill in any way I can, and it ended up being a really great organic experience where we can just, you know, create and learn at the same time.
Yeah, for me it was different because when I came to America, it was about 96, around the same time when Tupac Shakur died, and
okay.
It was in the Universal District area where there was like a light candle lighting and whatnot, and I didn't know what was going on, but
okay.
Everybody seemed like they were affected so much by this one guy dying who basically just made music. So I researched about him, fell in love with all of his music, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so when I got a chance to take this class, it was just like, you know, I needed that backbone where I can learn a lot about this whole hip-hop scene and the culture of it. So, because basically the whole culture adopted me, so I had to learn about it before I could hold a microphone.
Understand.
I can say, just being from New York, I was right off the bat exposed to hip hop as a really young child. My brother raps. He's on tour with Dame Dash right now as we speak.
Okay.
And my father is actually James Crabb Robinson. He was Luther Vandross's replacement in a group called Change.
Okay.
So I've always been exposed to music as a very young adolescent. Going to the studio with my pops, going to the studio with my brother, and my sister sings. think it's just something that's that, you know what I'm saying, that's been passed down family-wise.
Okay. That's a beautiful thing. I'm sorry.
It's a beautiful thing. As far as academia and school, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't like school at all. I'll just do it because I have to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a former football player.
Okay.
My football hat, it got cut due to injury.
Okay.
Yeah, I basically blew my knee out. So this hip-hop, basically, I'm one of them dudes that you could say hip-hop really saved my life and really, really saved my academic career, because when I got hurt, it was to the point where I didn't even want to come back to school. And I met these dudes, and to tell you the truth, these dudes is way more than friends than me. I consider these dudes family.
Hmm. All right. That's a great story, Chris, and I appreciate that. You know, because I think that, you know, I guess it kind of comes down to what one of the things that hip-hop represents, and that is, you know, community, and that is a sense of family and a foundation, you know. So I definitely can, you know, appreciate. And I think that there's something to be said about being a part of something that's creative where you can express yourself. And I think through having forms of hip-hop to be able to channel, you know, life experiences, it is a great way of just kind of getting through sometimes, you know, and being able to express it, whether you're an MC, you know, whether you're a beat maker or, you know, a B-boy, whatever it is. I think that it's a form of expression. And in that, you know, me being that mama and that grandma, I'll say, you know, you can find healing. So I appreciate your story, Chris. So now, why don't you individually, you know, tell me, what is hip hop to you?
That's a good question.
I can answer that right off the bat. Hip hop is my life.
Yep.
I wake up in the morning, I instantly put on the Jay-Z Reasonable Doubt. Love that album. Best album in the world to me. I put that on, I listen to it all day. I listen to it to the point where my dudes are telling me turn it off.
Okay.
Hip hop. I dress hip hop. I sag my pants, yes I do. I'm far from being ashamed about it, because that's me. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I understand that there's a point in time when I'm gonna have to grow up, you know what I'm saying? But if I do make it in this rap stuff, I'm gonna be me regardless. Hip hop is just it's really just my life.
And for me, hip hop is expression. Yeah. Hip hop is just a way to, you know, take whatever you're feeling at the end of the day and just put it out through culture and through, you know, just pure expression. And for me, it's just been a really relieving thing. You know, you have a stressful day, just go home and write something, put on a song,
okay.
And it's just a de-stressor. And, you know, being able to be in this group has just been something that I've really felt like is empowering. And, you know, we're building things right now, and it's just a good feeling. And, you know, we're making moves, and it's been nice.
Yeah. Like my partner said, hip hop has just been a way of life for me as well. I listen to hip hop every single day of my life, and you know, it builds a sense of community where an individual can basically express their emotions, express their feelings, and express the realities around them, and you know, to relate it to other people as well.
Wonderful. So where do you guys, where does the Brew fit into the Pacific Northwest hip hop? Where do you think that you fit in there?
We like a diamond in the rough.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of talent out here. And me personally, you know what I'm saying? I remember when I came out here, I had an arrogant attitude to, well, I'm from New York. Can't nobody rap out here like me. I know these dudes is making moves like people in New York. And it got to the point where I was really meeting people, and I was like, wow, these dudes are really talented out here. There's a lot of talent in Seattle and the Northwest in general. And people are just not getting a chance to shine. But I'm telling you, it's coming. Not specifically us, but there's going to be a lot of people coming out of the Northwest in the Seattle scene.
I feel like, you know, we can just be looked at as some hardworking cats that come out of UW and just try to put on for the U District, put on for Seattle, and that, you know, just make quality music and unashamed of it and just go out there and work hard, put on shows, and put out consistent music.
So tell me this. Is this something that you do for the fun of it because you have a passion, or do you have desires and dreams to take it further than, you know, just hanging out and doing some shows around Seattle and all of that? I mean, where do you see the three of you going with this, or where do you see the Brew, you know, going?
Both. I'll do it. I can say hip-hop takes me to my happy place.
Okay.
When I'm sitting down and I'm writing, I use that as a stress reliever to put my notes on paper. Hip-hop is just something that, you know what I'm saying, it keeps me from doing certain things. It really calms me down.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a fun place, and if you add money to that, and you could tell me that I could put food on my table doing it, definitely please sign me up, no hesitation.
So is that what your desire is to take it and really turn it into a profession?
Most definitely.
Or do you think that's too early to even go that direction, to think that way?
I feel like if we put in the hard work, as long as we keep doing the hard work and not focusing on, you know, necessarily getting famous or, you know, trying to be super rich or anything, and just focus on the product more than anything,
mm-hmm.
and just doing what we're doing, I think that will speak for itself and where we go. You know,
okay.
we'll end up wherever we need to based on our work ethic.
See, the thing about this group is that all of them know how to work, all 32 of them. They're so talented, you don't even understand, you can't even comprehend it. You know, I mean, the artists, the rappers, you know, the MCs, I mean, I think probably one of the most dangerous MCs out there, you know, are the intelligent MCs. I mean, don't get it wrong, though. I mean, you know, they hold it down, but at the same time, you know, when they speak, they know what they're talking about.
Okay. So this is kind of my opinion. This is kind of my take. And you know, I'm connected to artists from here in the Pacific Northwest to across the United States and around the globe. And I definitely feel that, you know, for all the genres, there are subgenres. So, gentlemen, do you feel that there are subgenres of hip-hop?
I mean, for me, I don't really consider hip-hop as a subgenre or a subculture. It's life, it's culture. So I guess
I should rephrase it. There's different styles, you know, and like, for instance, you know, I work very closely with Black Stax, you know, Silent Lambs Project, and they are definitely considered conscious hip-hop. You know, there are some other artists that I would consider commercial hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that kind of fit more into what you know, the mainstream is pushing as to what is popular.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are some that are kind of going in the direction of mixing jazz to, you know, rock and grunge into, you know, with the hip hop. And so at least this is in my opinion, there are different styles. Maybe that's how I should describe it. Different styles of hip hop.
The first thing I'm gonna say to that is,
mm-hmm.
if Tupac and Biggie were still alive, half the music that we hear on the radio today will definitely not be being played. And also, I personally feel that there wasn't any subgenres messing with Biggie and Tupac because they would put it all in one track at one time, talk
mm-hmm.
politically. Be conscious and also talk about partying and having a good time at
mm-hmm.
the same time. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel about that. And as far as the hip hop, I think hip hop is hip hop. It's just a bunch of cultures bringing it together. People want to have a good time. That's all I think hip hop is, personally.
Okay. All right. Well, and I think the beautiful thing when it comes to art, no matter what the type of art is, you know, it is a matter of opinion. It's a matter of experience,
mm-hmm.
you know. And again, I think that, you know, everybody can hear and see and feel, you know, different things out of that experience. One of the things that I've really been thinking a lot about when it comes to art is the fact that, you know, when you create and you choose to go public with your creation, you're creating something that you want to connect with others. And I think that in that experience, you become one, if that makes sense. And so, you know, you might be writing about, you know, Emilio, a story, a situation that you were, you know, frustrated with or you were happy with. And somebody, you know, in South Africa hears it and says, you know, I totally get it. I totally feel this. And that brings you together as one at that time. You may never even meet face to face, you know, but you experience, you know, this moment, you know, in time, you know, with somebody that clear across the United States if you have that opportunity.
See,
so,
the interesting part about this is like the diversity of the group. I mean, we have students from United Kingdom.
Okay.
You know, be able to like, you know, we'll probably be able to relate to, you know, UK hip hop community. You know, and we got, you know, all from different type of, you know, background, different type of neighborhood that, you know, I think that's the probably one of the beautiful part about, you know, this group is it's so relatable.
Yeah, we just really try to put, you know, our own experiences, our own personality into the music because, you know, that's the best way to connect, like you said, to somebody who might be living halfway across the country or halfway across the globe.
Mm-hmm.
It's just yourself in it and being sincere and just letting people know that, you know, we're people too and everybody else is people, and through that expression, you know, we really just try to help people, you know, get, even if it's just get through their day.
Right. Okay. Well, you know, I want to play Utopian Dreams. So is there a story behind this piece that you want to share, or should I just jump in and play it?
I think it's pretty self-explanatory, but
okay.
It's kind of like, you know, some of the things that we go through on a daily basis or things that we see in society or, you know, things that you know, the way we wish life could be, you know, if, you know, things could not be so convoluted and political at times. So that's pretty
all
much
right.
The story. Yeah, I think the song is, speaks for itself. It's pretty good.
Yeah,
and kind of the music video, too.
Yeah, and it kind of captures what the brew is all about, basically, because whether we're making a conscious track or a party track, you know, we always try to say something that can relate to people, something that's positive, something that's, you know, motivational, or something that's even, that can just get you through your day.
Okay. All right. So my special guest tonight on Flavor News Radio is The Brew, an amazing talented group coming out of the University of Washington, you know, with their instructor Third, and I'm going to play their piece, Utopian Dreams.
Oh, yeah.
No weed involved. Here to sit, chop patches in your bleeding soul. And I done seen it all. So I'm spitting from the heart and I'm leaking gold. No pillow talk on this one. I feel like I'm dreaming, but don't sleepwalk on this one. I got a team of believers, and we're vibing with the visionary, vibing with the dreamers. You'd be hard pressed to find another hot act. All that negativity, please stop that. Cause I'm feeling like we've made it. Nearing the top of the mountain, and damn, I can taste it. It's an unreal feeling. Pushing the limits so high that we're moving the ceiling. The type of shit you only see when you're talking, huh? Chasing the dream is utopia.
No stress, green trees and living. That's what I'm dreaming of.
Don't demonize me for my political position. I try to ignore partisan extremism. Actually, let's just end all the isms. Racism, classism, sexism, homophobia's one, two. Stop acting like it isn't what you think happens up in prison. inside of me in slave wages. Let's just end the damn rapists and the bosses making paper off them. This is what I'm saying. If we can change a prison, maybe we can change a system. We don't have to be health insurance victims. Not all aspects of life are meant to be a business. Like in Europe where they tax you just for shitting. And you wonder why they cities smell like piss and throw up from last night's mission. So listen, peep my vision. I was dreaming about this place far off in the distance where I saw him getting lifted with no government resistance.
No stress, green trees and living. That's what I'm dreaming of.
Yo, ain't had a dream in a long time. Wrapped up in a world full of ignorance and small minds. See me put your purpose to the other side. Know nothing about me, nor do you confide. In a simple conversation, sag my pants but wear ties on occasion. Hey, you treat me different when I'm dressed. Play your own part cause this world is a mess.
What I do?
Wake up in the morning, reaching for the snooze as I'm stretching and I'm yawning. Another dream going like that. It is what it is, it's not coming back. Too much to do in the day's time. Immune to the violence and all the crime.
So
this shit you see that turns you away. It's more than a dream, I've seen it every day.
Green trees and living, that's what I'm dreaming of.
Obama shoot boots and swat flies to get a vote. I got this mystery like murder she wrote. How the kids that vote remain so broke while Michelle looking fly in her Balenciaga coat. They teaching greed and lies to rebel up inside. If I rob you for your wallet, should it be a surprise? Understand we never had shit, we all wanna rise. Writing rhymes, dreaming of the day we're getting signed. But I pray you don't blow up and start rapping lies. Just forgetting your roots defines cultural crime. Fuck them in the classism, necklace shine like a prism. Their role is so glisten, but their mind is in prison. Can I live? Putting crack in the hood, expected it's not to judge with no fucks to give. They laugh at us when we locked up doing beers. Two stinks in time, so you gotta close the lid.
From the top of the wig, yo, all I see is love when I'm closing my eyes. Yeah, me, I'm sitting shoddy while we rolling the rise. Yeah, we holding on the vibe, and after all the trials, yeah, we finally arrived. No more dealing with it or going through it. No more situations feeling fruitless. Foolish is a notion that we left in the rear view. Now it's like a clear view of the future and the present. I'm smoking weed, feeling pleasant. Chilling with my people, got the potluck going. Knowing that this moment can't get no better. Man, it's heaven sent, like Jesus smelled a letter. See the big picture like I'm sitting in Valletta's. Living room, give a room to the kid. It's a sweet, just as soon, monsoon, just as soon as I speak. Brainstorm, baby.
No stress, green trees and living. That's what I'm dreaming of.
All right, we've been listening to The Brew, and that piece that I just played is called Utopian Dreams. The Brew is going to be performing at Dope Emporium 2012, taking place this Saturday, July 7th, which happens to be my birthday. It starts at 7 p.m. at the University of Washington's Ethnic Cultural Theater. So if you don't know about it, get on Facebook, Google it. You can find out information. These young men, again, are going to be performing at Dope Emporium. So tell me, you guys, what is Dope Emporium to you? We've talked about hip-hop, right? So what is Dope Emporium to you?
For me, Dope Emporium is come deal with the historian. That's what Dope Emporium is to me. I mean, we're, you know, the Brew, you know, is probably one of the new, the youngest group, you know, filled in with legends who's going to be performing for, you know, this show on July 7th, ECT. 7 o'clock, Black Stacks, Dread Eye, DJ Congo, also known as DJ Kamikaze, PC Islam, Yidem. Yeah, I mean, these folks are, you know, they've been around. They've been you know, they have the experience in as far as performing, and performing with them is going to be, you know, it's going to be an experience. Builds experience, and it's going to build character.
And yeah, it's an honor to just, you know, to be able to grace the stage with some of the same names that are on the ticket with us. And just a way to, you know, a way to build culture and community. And yeah, it's an honor.
So now at Dope Emporium, are all the elements third going to be represented? All the elements of hip hop.
That's the goal, is to showcase all the five elements of hip hop.
Okay.
All the B-boy, DJ, and P-Rap. Like that. And a lot of things that emerge from hip hop is based on community organizing. It's really going to be, you know, a community event as well. It's going to be a family event. And, you know, and we're going to make a conscientious effort to showcase all five elements.
That's wonderful. Well, my daughter and my grandbaby will definitely be there. And so, yeah, I hate that I have to work this year. I really, really want to be there because I know this is just going to be a nice twist, you know, to what Dope Emporium has represented in the past. I think you guys are amazing. So before, you know, I close out, you know, the show with you guys, I want you to know that if you ever want to come back on Flava News, you know, and if you've got a project, you have, you know, some pieces you want to share, you know, just stay in touch with me. We can definitely set it up at any time for you to come back and talk about, you know, who you are, what the brew's up to, you know, any of that. So please know that.
Really appreciate that.
Oh, of course. I have really enjoyed this, and the time went by so fast, you know, and I appreciate, you know, the honesty, you know, of how you all have shared, you know, and your individual, you know, takes on things, you know, and again, I think that's the beautiful thing, you know, of just being able to be individuals and to be able to bring your talents together, to blend it, to allow it to flow, and to then, you know, take it out, you know, to the public and the masses. The beautiful thing about Flava News Radio is I am global. And, you know, right now, even on the phone line, we've got Kansas City representing, a jazz producer. We've got Detroit, Michigan representing. We've got Jacksonville, Florida representing. And I have to tell you, Third, the other day when Jace was on the show with me, that particular show hit the most in the archives of any show for 2012, and it went global. So I'm expecting that out of this particular show. I'm really thrilled to not only have, you know, the local people listening to this, but to have, you know, national and international people experiencing the three of you tonight here on Flava News Radio. I do have a question, though, and I should have probably talked to Third about this before. I'm just going to throw it out there. Y'all don't have to jump on it, but can y'all just, like, freestyle for me?
Freestyle on air. I don't know. What's the limits on content?
You know what? I'm going to leave it open. I will leave it open. I won't. Yeah. You know, put you in a position of feeling like you have to be censored.
Okay. See Heights and Noro Beat. Yeah, that's me. Rock the county to the NYC, OC, whatever. Niggas know I get cheddar. Bring Biggie back with the crew. G sweater wrote that, but I said it before. I want a sophisticated lady. Yo, I'm sick of the horse. Wait for the babes. Niggas know I get paid. Hey, no Chris Rob, you know the flow. Sickening age, New York bread, pass it to Emilio.
Yo, get up on the mic, do it real quick, do it all night. Everybody know that I'm going to rhyme tight, spit it so high. People know that I like whatever you want to call it, but I'm not going to call it. Some people call it marijuana, but I'm still on it, but I'm not. Maybe censor it a little bit for the little kids. God, man, I got to know, got to go smoke a little bit. Yeah. Get it off my mind. People know I'm on my grind. Every time that I rhyme, people know. Make you paralyzed, feel it in your spine go down. Yeah, I'm about to clown throw rounds. Yeah. Pass it to my man Kalab. Yo, get it like you working on a job.
Yeah. Let me tell y'all a quick story. See, the first time I met her, her girls wouldn't let her. Reminding her of all the fancy shit her man could get her. The look in her eyes says she thirsts for something better. Now I'm thinking of punchlines, hoping they sounded clever. A little introverted but timid? Nah, never. She doesn't usually drink, but tonight it's whatever. She has to call me Sugar because I move like Ray Leonard. Her boxing reference made my heart beat out my polo sweater, but I played her cool. Destiny awaited when I glanced at her across the room. She had me thinking deep like the first time I shroomed. Oh, get out my head. Hop in my bed. I need someone after my heart, not after my credit card. Someone who bumps the brew and memorizes every bar. I knew it from the start. That's what sets her apart. Hands up, reaching for me because she wanted to touch the stars. Yeah. Happy birthday, by the way.
Y'all got me over here cheesing. You got the old lady over here just cheesing big time. I think I might, you know what, you just kind of inspired me. I might have to do a cypher show or something because that was hot. That was hot. I love it. I appreciate you letting me put you on the spot. I love seeing people just being able to do something off the top, you know?
Yeah.
And that was really exciting for me. You know, you talked about Yidam Sick, you know, being on the stage, and I've had him many times in my home freestyling for me. Now, I don't know if you've met him yet, but he is somebody to watch. He will work that stage. He will work the audience, and he can just come out of nowhere with things. And so, he's a really good, you know, freestyle artist. And I know that a lot of artists aren't able to do that, you know, off the top. So you guys have impressed me big, big time. So, yeah, I think the brew has to come back on Flavor News Radio third. I think we need to arrange that at some point. So, I think we need to do that and just keep me updated and keep Flavor News Radio listeners around the world updated on what's going on with you guys. And I cannot wait. I'm going to be doing a show for my birthday in Dope Emporium on Saturday between 5 and 7. And I'm definitely going to open up the phone line. So if there's anybody that's involved in Dope Emporium that wants to call in, if y'all want to call in and freestyle again, I'm open for that. You know, talk about it. You know, let's get the hype going. You know, there are people out across, you know, the globe that think Seattle's got it going on. And I think with talent like you guys, you know, just displayed, I think, you know, it's definitely – you know, it is definitely just showing, you know, what we have right here in our city, you know, from, as you talked about, the historians to just, you know, what you're creating right there, you know. And third, I appreciate you. I appreciate and look forward to getting to know you too and what you're doing, because I think it's a beautiful and very, very exciting thing that's taking place at the University of Washington. Kind of makes the mama proud, you know, to be here in Seattle and to be a Seattleite and knowing exciting things that are taking place, you know, right here in my hometown. So I know you guys are going to be amazing, you know, on Saturday. I know it. I feel like, you know, this proud mama. I know I've never met any of you, but I feel like this proud mama that just wants to brag about you, you know. So just know that the tracks that I have, I definitely will continue playing them. So you will not go out of my rotation. You are in my rotation. If there's other tracks, you know, that would fit what it is that I'm doing. I would love to put you guys into a 15-minute set, you know, so I would need at least two more tracks, you know, so that I can – what I do is I do a 15-minute show where 15 minutes is dedicated to an artist or group to just really showcase their talents to the global listeners. And, you know, just, again, stay in touch with me. And I appreciate you guys taking the time to come on the show with me tonight.
Thank you for having us.
Definitely. So, third, why don't you, you know, again, tell us about Dope Emporium, where it's taking place, and what to expect and all of that before we close out.
Dope Emporium, Ethnic Cultural Theater, July 7th, 2012, 7 p.m.
All right, be there. You know, I was going to say something corny like be square, right? Anyway, all right, thank you, you guys. I appreciate your time and all of that, and I'm going to close out today's show by with a piece by
Suffocation.
I'm going to close out the show with a piece by Yidam Sick, who's also going to be performing at Dope Emporium 2012, and this is called Crescendo.
Yep.
All righty.
Yeah. What's up?
Huh?
Big ups to Marcus T.
Yeah.
On the beat.
1, 2, 1, 2.
Good Eastern sound bites. Is this mic right?
Oh, let me get him chimed in.
Let's get it.
Yeah.
I had to reach in and pull out the greatness. Cause good wine is only good as the grape is. Pressed up, now put the needle down on them. Surf the net, a place where you can download them. Keystroking excitement, it got the streets open. Keeping it vocal, mobile, taking it global. Get them sec.com, the site. Keeping it social, very careful what I'm feeding the people. Keeping it wholesome. Food for thought, I thought and opted not to. Not to, with no crew. Solo, I thought I told you. Too many let down, suckers is getting swept out. Points on the scoreboard, royalties and checks. Now, I've been silent, got them thinking that I checked out. So from a different cloth, African textiles. My money stacks like them Pro Tour files. Cause you'll never hear me repeat, no 2000. I had to separate myself cause it's so cliquish. I helped a lot turn the heat up in their cold kitchen. I'm simply saying and relaying, but I'm not. It's not reciprocal, not tripping that I'm not mentioned. So where they fall off, that's where I pick it up. To brand a name, get them sec, that's the mission, bruh. Super successful, with out the Trey songs. If I hit your show, know that I can't stay long. So the openers must be dope. And if I stay to the end, then you must be folk. Without the wings can't fly, then you must can float. Lack of skills in this game, then you must be coach. So, while I'm politicking, trying to get that name out, one thing I learned from y'all is not to go the same route. Can't oversaturate myself, I had to phase out. Put in some real work, eliminating all doubts. Got my press up, album pressed up. Not even tripping, I'm not off a track to guess on. I had to press on and make the best songs. It's worth a million any track I put my breath on. I'm wiping off all the muck on my shoes. There's a world good for gain and I got nothing to lose. Real gangsters moving silence, put a hush on my moves. Tell not one soul, let it slowly accrue. Now, quick thinking, manipulate the media. Ejo Art set me apart, about to eat it up. Verb Slash told me that my shit was past due. Clear the airwaves, cause Jitty about to let loose. Facebooking, tweeting my ass off, bullying my space, grinding all half off. I need 100% of the proceeds. The street co-signed me and I'm back by the OGs. I threw my rep up, I ain't talking about them hood sets. Get money, bring it back, now my hood set. I'll get it popping any place that I should step. Give me a set itinerary in a fuel jet. Show and prove you just can't talk. Nowadays you gotta be fly, you just can't walk. You gotta aim then shoot, you just can't cock. It's mandatory that I blow, I just can't pop. A young firecracker all blown up. Learn to utilize the game when it's all soaked up. Me and my dudes link like chains, we all roped up. Leave careers like they wiped it when it's all choked up. Nuts and bananas. My realness and silhouette is captured by the camera. Blacker than them panthers who be emptying them hammers. Unlimited in access, what I wish is to be granted. I'm so enchanted. Quite the mechanic if you giving me the proper tools. You'll rarely see me when I disappear like Copperfield. Not like them suckers who be in it just to cop a field. I need some farmland to cultivate a crop of bills. I got dependents in addition to my mouth to feed. A higher altitude, moving at a faster speed. You don't have to pose the question of my dedication. Defying gravity, killing it with elevation. Show and prove, you just can't talk. Show and prove, you just can't talk. Show and prove, you just can't talk. Nowadays you gotta be fly, you just can't walk. Show and prove, you just can't talk. Show and prove, you just can't talk. Show and prove, you just can't talk. It's mandatory that I blow, I just can't pop.
All right, that was Yedem Sec with his piece Crescendo, and he's one of the artists that's going to be performing at Dope Emporium 2012. Tonight, my special guests were The Brew, a young group coming out of the University of Washington, an amazing class that's taking place out there, understanding hip-hop and appreciating and creating and all of that. I'm really thrilled to hear that, you know, they're teaching something like that in the university. So please come out to Dope Emporium 2012. It's taking place at the University of Washington Ethnic Cultural Theater. The address is 3940 Brooklyn Avenue Northeast. It starts at 7 p.m. All elements of hip-hop, hopefully, are going to be able to be represented at this experience. It's going to be amazing. I know that it is. So please come out and support this amazing, amazing event. I'm going to be coming back on Saturday at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for 2 hours. Going to be playing tracks from the artists that are going to be representing this year at Dope Emporium. I'm hoping some of them may even call into the show. Maybe we can even get another cypher going. You never know. But take care. God bless and help spread the word about what we're doing here at Flava News Radio in support of underground independent artists. Good night.